how are you celebrating Nude Recreation Week?
I'm not, but thanks for asking.
Well, that's a shame.
Oh, how are you celebrating?
When's the last time you were caught naked somewhere?
I have never been caught naked anywhere other than where I need to be naked, usually in the bathroom.
No, that's boring. So I am, you know, going on vacation next week, and I was thinking back on probably the last time I was caught naked. It was by my father-in-law.
Oh, wow. That's awkward.
Yeah, right?
That's awkward.
And it was on vacation. And so...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was one of those things where he... I think he came into our... We had hotel rooms for just a night before the house that we had rented was available. And so he had come into our hotel room. Like, the hotel room was maybe... maybe we had it like not completely shut all the way. I'm trying to remember, but all I remember is that him opening up the door and I was getting out of the shower or something and just, you know, doing as I normally do.
Uh-huh.
Walk from, you know, a room to room or around or whatever.
You don't modify your walking around the house and naked activities when you're on vacation with family.
Yeah, but
sir.
Yeah, no, but we were in a hotel room. And so it wasn't like I was sharing the hotel room with all of my in-laws.
Okay.
No, it was just my own, you know.
I thought this was like a
nuclear family here, right?
Okay.
And I don't even think my daughters were in the hotel room. I think they were out doing whatever.
That was my next question. Like, are you traumatizing your daughter still? Because that's happened before.
Yes, it has. It has. No, but this time it was just my father-in-law.
Oh, great.
I remember he opened it up and he was like, okay. And he turns around and walks right back.
I'll be back.
And I was like, hey there. Hey, Ted. How are you?
Hey, Ted. Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it is Nude Recreation Week. So I don't think that there are any... beaches here locally that we can go to celebrate Nude Recreation Week, but I
appreciate you felt the need to put that at the top of our show sheet.
Yeah, I don't
as
know.
As if that's a space of prominence, a highlight that we need to make sure we mention every day. Are we going to mention it every day?
No.
Since it's a whole week long celebration?
It is a week. Are there nude beaches? Wait, closest.
Oh, that's right. I'm going to let closest you explain that search to our
beaches.
Bosses.
Closest
on the
nude
company
beaches
computer
to Louisville.
Oh, my gosh.
Hang on. Just all right. The 14 of the closest. Oh, no. Beaches. I need nude beaches.
Oh.
It's like 14
even Google is like, yeah, no, I'm going to take that word out for you. You don't need to look
I'm
for that.
Take nude out for
yep,
you.
Yep. Wow.
Hang on.
Censorship.
All right. This map shows where you can sunbathe nude.
Oh, great.
Nude.
Would you ever do that? You like to walk around your house naked.
Probably.
You feel like at some point you're going to get to the point where you're like, all right, I'll be outside naked.
All right, hang on. Nude. All right, I'm at nudist club locator. So there's
a map.
Oh,
is there one nearby?
There's one up close to Bloomington, Indiana.
Hey, sassy Hoosiers.
Hey, yeah. Drake's Ridge. Does that ring a bell?
Drake's Ridge.
That's right. Wow. Oh, that's... No. That's on the way up to Cincinnati, that one. So that one looks like it's along the Ohio River.
Oh, great.
Wow. Oh, I didn't think that
great
there,
scenery.
Literally didn't think that there was anything in Kentucky, but I was proven wrong. It's actually technically in Indiana. Hoosiers a little bit more free with the nudity than Kentuckians, apparently. But uh-huh. Drake's Ridge right up there in Bennington, Indiana. So right across the river, that's where you can do a little nude paddle boating.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
And then, like I said, Bloomington, Indiana, the Fern Hills Club right
Fern
up there.
Fern Hills Club.
Yeah, the
okay.
Fern Hills Club is another okay. area where you can do some. Man, Kelly, honestly, I didn't think that I was going to get anything
nearby?
Nearby, like Florida?
Yeah,
I was thinking we were going to have to do, you know, coastal things, like stuff like that. Apparently, you can go down to Nashville also. So that's kind of fun.
Are we planning a trip or something?
No, you know, it's just kind of my curiosity, Kelly. The curiosity. Yeah. Oh, all right. It says at Drake's Ridge. That's the one that's right there on the Ohio River on the way up to Cincinnati.
Listen, I don't feel the need to go down this path any further. I'll tell you why. A movie that was required viewing for my Psych 444 class in college. Love in Later Life. We followed an elderly couple to a nudist camp.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I watched everything.
Did they go to Drake's Ridge?
I don't think they were at Drake's Ridge, but I don't know, to be honest. It says, kind of blocked most of it out from trauma.
So if you are inclined, they're open for day visitors.
Day visitors.
Tent camping. RV camping.
All right.
Cabins and recreation.
Oh, wow.
And they say, our team is happy to serve you in a safe and healthy manner. See, look, Kelly.
Oh, all right. Great.
So it says,
I don't feel the need to go look at a bunch of people naked. I don't.
On, let me walk down this wormhole.
Why?
Hold my hand as we walk down this wormhole together.
No, I don't
together.
Want to. I want to get out of this wormhole. Get out of the hole.
Should I click the button? It says first time nudists.
No.
Click here.
No.
Here we go, Kelly.
Oh my gosh.
All right. So listen, Drake's Ridge.
No.
Guidelines, philosophies.
God, somebody on the sales
plan
staff
your
needs
visit.
To reach out because we're giving them a whole bunch of free advertising.
Yeah. Well, it's only because of my curiosity, Kelly, that I was thinking that I honestly wasn't thinking that there was going to be anything within any sort of earshot of Louisville that you could enjoy nude recreation week, but I was wrong.
Do they have specials for nude recreation week? That's really the question.
Let's see. Plan your visit.
Like, I'm not going unless they're having a
I mean, I
special.
Feel like, okay, anybody who's designing the website on Drake's Ridge, they need to kind of get into the 2020s with this. This website design almost looks like it was created on, like a GeoCities site back in the early 2000s.
Yeah, I'd imagine they don't have a ton of traffic on the website. There's basic members and full members. Now I'm on.
Oh, and see, you've come down the wormhole with me.
Because I hate you.
You were.
Let's go ahead and use the full name Drake's Ridge Rustic Nudist Retreat.
Yeah, rustic. Well, yeah, because it's kind of in the woods. Man, if someone wanted to create a horror film, this would be a great place to start.
Listen, though, they have some travel warnings already. Do not follow internet mapping or GPS for access to Drake's Ridge Road. Uh-oh. Gravel roads, hills, sharp turns.
Yeah, you're gonna have
and
to.
And fords.
Yeah, 15 minutes away from like restaurants and grocery stores and things like that. So you're kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Well, yes, they're trying to hide all the naked people in the forest.
Kelly, you can pitch a tent there.
Of course you can. Of course you can. Wow.
At one of the many rustic campsites.
That's great. I appreciate the fact that the one picture that I see so far with a person in it, she's fully clothed. She has pants, a jacket.
Oh, you've actually found a person?
Oh, yeah.
There's
open check-in hours. Yeah.
Oh,
there's a picture of a camper sitting next to a tent. She's fully clothed, looks kind of cold.
Kelly, they've been serving family nudism in southern Indiana since 1964.
Great. It's probably best that we don't have a gallery of their happy customers.
I know, I was kind of looking for photos, but I didn't find it.
And listen, the accommodations do not look impressive.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a Boy Scout campsite that was maybe updated to be, or that was overtaken by the nudists.
I was going to say that I wouldn't say updated in any way.
Yeah.
This looks like a really old little
Okay, Kelly.
Gazebo tent.
Listen. Do you want the women's perspective on why you should participate in maybe a nude recreation?
Oh, there's a whole, yeah, why nudism?
Yeah, based on acceptance of self and respecting the individuality and freedom of others.
Okay.
Experience life clothes free. You liberate your mind and body. See? There you go.
Rediscover the joy you knew as a child when you ran around your house naked.
Isn't that great? See, I already know that. Walking around the house.
That's great.
I just have never done it in like public like this.
Oh, exercising in the nude allows your body to sweat out toxins and move freely without the restricting barrier of clothing.
Yep. All right. Well, that's cool.
Wow.
Well, hey, congratulations, Drake's Ridge.
There's so many.
Thank you for
benefits.
Being close enough to Louisville that you popped up on my Google search.
Maybe I'm going to have to go down and read Sunny's perspective, Margarita's perspective, Debbie's perspective,
yes, Debbie!
all their testimonials.
Testimonials. I love
about,
it.
Oh my gosh. Sunny says, I discovered this club was hilariously only a few miles from my grandfather's home.
Aww.
Wow.
That's great.
She said hilariously close see, to you grandpa's know,
yeah.
house.
See, Brad says, I've hated clothes since I was a kid. See?
Oh.
Look at that. This is
I
all.
I finally found my place.
Yep. All right. So if you're thinking nude recreation week might be something you want to consider, and you're like, I wish that there were a place close to Louisville. Hang on. I haven't even Google mapped this to see
how far away is Drake's Ridge. By the way, in men's perspective, there's only John and Brad. There's another male perspective, but then there's nothing there.
Get directions.
Like they were trying to find a third. They couldn't.
All right. Let's just say from like, are we going to say, we'll say from our work.
From
99.70JX.
Yes.
We're looking at about an hour and 20 minutes to get there. So not too bad.
Oh, not too bad at all.
No, not too bad.
Let us know if anybody books a stay.
Yep.
What the accommodations are like.
Take 71 North. Get off right there at the Love's Travel Stop. Off.
Oh, my God. I'm reading Debbie's a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Debbie and her husband saw an ad in the newspaper about a club in Tennessee. Piqued their interest.
Okay.
She talks being nervous upon arrival, saw a volleyball court full of naked people.
Aww.
She and John pushed on to the office, was greeted with kindness, walked
Love
back
it.
To the car, had a couple of drinks of liquid courage.
Yes!
Rolled down the trail and made their way to the pool, where she recognized how friendly and relaxed they were. And now 14 years later, Debbie speaks of the beauty of equality of humans.
Kelly,
they're not hung up on body image.
Kelly, I'm not going to lie. It sounds like you are considering.
No, never. Mm-mm.
It
no.
sounds like your interest has been piqued.
Nope.
Am I right in that?
Nope. Never going to. I don't care how, even if I like turn 85 and I'm like finally getting to the point where
never say never,
I don't
Kelly.
Care.
Never
I'm not
say
going
never.
To Drake's Ridge. I'll let Debbie, Margarita, Sonny, John, and Brad.
All right, I tell you what, we'll tweet out the link so you can discover Drake's Ridge like we did.
Really?
At Ben and Kelly Show. Sure, why not?
Oh, wow.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Welcome to the show, friends.